Good afternoon, everybody. Scott Morozik here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Happy Friday. And this news update is brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the Thumb and beyond. And by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. A Tuscola County deputy is retiring after years of service to the county and residents. K-9 Bleck is retiring after 7 years of service with the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department. He was trained to detect explosives, but he did so much more. Bleck was certified by the National Association of Professional Canine Handlers in obedience, article searches, area searches, building searches, tracking, aggression, and explosive detection. During his career with the department, Bleck and his partner Sheriff Ryan Robinson, who was a deputy back then, were deployed 275 times. Bleck also provided valuable assistance to searching for missing children, besides explosives. The soon-to-retire deputy is well known throughout the county for his numerous appearances in schools. Those appearances were a way of educating students and staff about how a law enforcement dog works. When he retires, Bleck will turn in his protective vest and badge, and he will spend the rest of his years as an office dog and family pet in the Robinsons' household. A Cebuing man was acquitted of multiple drug-related charges after a two-day trial in Huron County's 52nd Circuit Court Wednesday. Michael Richard Metz, 30, was charged with two counts of delivery of methamphetamine, one count each of delivery of cocaine and delivery of a Schedule IV drug, and two counts of using a computer to commit a crime. The jury deliberated for 4 hours before returning a verdict of not guilty on all six counts. According to the Huron County Prosecutor's Office, Metz allegedly participated in a series of controlled buys set up by the Bad Axe Police Department, and all transactions were monitored by multiple officers. A confidential informant made all the purchases. Metz had been facing a potential sentence of up to 20 years in prison on each of the methamphetamine and cocaine charges. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is renewing a consumer alert during National Consumer Protection Week, warning residents that scammers are increasingly using artificial intelligence to create convincing fraud schemes. The alert highlights the growing use of deep fake audio and video, which criminals can use to mimic a person's voice or likeness. In some cases, scammers gather audio clips from social media to clone a voice and call family members while posing as a loved one in trouble, often demanding money urgently. Nessel urged consumers to stay cautious, noting that scammers frequently rely on pressure tactics and requests for hard-to-trace payments, such as cryptocurrency, gift cards, or wire transfers. Anyone who believes they have been targeted by a scam is encouraged to contact your local law enforcement, report the incident to the Federal Trade Commission, and immediately notify their bank or payment provider if money was sent. Michigan residents can also file complaints with the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Team. We'll be right back.
Since 1895, we've been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbor. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we're locally owned, locally involved, and locally invested in the communities we serve. Hi, I'm Heather Drayback from Thumb Bank and Trust Bad Axe Branch. From sponsoring Little League teams to supporting local businesses, we believe in serving our local community. Because here, relationships aren't built on transactions, they're built on trust. We provide convenient banking services, whether you prefer to stop in and see us or visit our online banking solutions at www.thumb.bank. We offer personal, business, and agribusiness loan and deposit solutions. We're the bank large enough to serve you, but the right size to care about your specific needs. Our community bankers are here to help you whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or saving for the future. Because when you grow, our whole community grows stronger. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Experience the difference a local community bank can make.
Heather Drayback, NMLS number 758504. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. Loans are subject to credit approval. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
Thumb Cellular.
Thumb Cellular, proudly serving here in Tuscola and Sanilac counties for 35 years.
Take up to 25% off store-wide and up to 40% off accessories at Ashley and Bad Axe. Help us celebrate over 80 years of quality furniture at affordable prices with the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Take up to 25% off store-wide during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Plus, come and check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. We also have hot buy deals on select power reclining furniture and hot buy queen bed frames starting at $399. Looking to add that personal touch of style? No worries. Save up to 40% off accessories during the Ashley Anniversary Sale at Ashley in Bad Axe. Want to buy now and pay later with no interest until 2031? You can. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe and ask us how. Don't wait, because this is a limited time event that you don't want to miss. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe during the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back. At 2 a.m. Sunday morning, Michiganders will set clocks 1 hour ahead as part of the annual switch to daylight saving time. Time changes have been around for decades. Making changes to adjust time came about during World War I to conserve fuel needed to produce electricity. It was repealed and then enacted again during World War II, and then repealed. Time changes have been enacted and repealed several times over the years. The last change was in 2005 when President George W. Bush enacted the Energy Bill that extended daylight saving time by 4 weeks beginning in 2007. Under that act, daylight saving time started 3 weeks earlier on the second Sunday in March and ends on the first Sunday in November. It was done as a way to conserve energy. American employers unexpectedly cut 92,000 jobs last month, a sign that the labor market remains under strain. The unemployment rate blipped up to 4.4%. The Labor Department reported today that hiring deteriorated from January when companies, nonprofits, and government agencies added a healthy 126,000 jobs. Economists had expected 60,000 new jobs in February. Revisions also cut 69,000 jobs from December and January payrolls. The surprisingly weak employment picture in February adds to the economic uncertainty over the war with Iran, which has caused oil prices to surge and saddled business and consumers with unforeseen costs. And Donald Trump appeared to rule out talks with Iran absent its, quote, unconditional surrender. Israeli warplanes pounded Beirut and Tehran on Friday as Iran launched another wave of retaliatory strikes against Israel and Gulf countries on the seventh day of the war. The strikes in Lebanon were the heaviest since 2024. Ceasefire ended the last war between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah, who fired rockets at Israel in the opening days of the latest conflict. More than 95,000 people have fled Beirut suburbs in southern Lebanon after sweeping Israeli evacuation warnings. The U.S. and Israel have battered Iran with strikes, targeting their military capabilities, leadership, and nuclear program. The stated goals and timelines for the war have repeatedly shifted. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. And by Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. I do have one obituary here to mention today. Doris Glazza, 102 years old, formerly of Ubley, passed away February 19th. She was born on July 22, 1923. She married John Jack Glazza in 1941. He preceded her death after 58 years of marriage. Doris is survived by her children, Gerald, Joan, Janet, and Diana, 9 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren. In keeping with Doris's wishes, cremation has taken place. A memorial mass of celebration for Doris will be at a later date. Burial will take place at St. John's Cemetery in Ubley. The family was assisted with these arrangements by Palmer, Bush, and Jensen Family Funeral Homes in Lansing.